This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. New details today about the shootings on the Red Lake Indian Reservation in northern Minnesota. It's the worst school violence in the country since Columbine. The FBI says 16-year-old Jeffrey Weiss acted alone, and the shootings at his high school yesterday appear to have been random. For the Red Lake Band of the Chippewa Tribe, the tragedy is overwhelming.
Our community is devastated by this event. We have never seen anything like this in the history of our tribe, and without doubt, this is the darkest days in the history of our people.
That's Tribal Council Chairman Floyd Jourdain at a news conference this afternoon. Dan Gunderson of Minnesota Public Radio is in the nearby town of Bemidji, and he's been following the story and joins us now. Dan, what more can you tell us about what happened yesterday?
Well, law enforcement officials were able to fill in a few more of the details today about what happened yesterday in this event that started around 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the school. The shooting actually started earlier, and police aren't exactly sure when it started, but sometime during the day yesterday, Jeff Weiss went to his grandfather's home with a .22 caliber handgun. He shot his 58-year-old grandfather and his grandfather's companion. His grandfather was a tribal police officer, and Weiss then took the grandfather's police squad car, his bulletproof vest, his weapons, a shotgun, and a .40 caliber pistol, and he drove to the school, and he pulled the squad car right up in front of the school and got out and walked into the school with the guns. There were security guards inside the school, and he immediately fired at the security guards and killed one of the security guards. The security guards inside the school were not armed. Now, the school had cameras and metal detectors as well as security guards in preparation for this type of an event. Weiss then walked along the hallway shooting at people, and he shot a teacher who died. He shot a number of students. He then confronted four Red Lake police officers who had come into the building. One of them exchanged gunfire with him. He then went into a classroom where he turned the gun on himself.
In all, 10 were killed yesterday. What's the latest word on those who were injured?
Well, there are 7 people who were injured. 5 are in the hospital in Bemidji. 2 of the most seriously injured were transferred to a trauma center in Fargo, North Dakota, and they are in critical condition with head injuries.
Police are still trying to piece together exactly what happened yesterday. Are they saying anything about a possible motive?
Police say they don't have a motive. There was no message, no note left behind by Jeff Weiss. There's been some speculation about things he may have written on the Internet or comments he may have made to other students, but there's nothing other than speculation. Some students I talked to said he seemed like a nice guy. They didn't have any reason to fear him. So at this point, investigators just aren't sure.
Dan, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Dan Gunderson of Minnesota Public Radio.